Ezra chapter 7. As we dig in now, the first six chapters, we've dealt with Zerubbabel and Yeshua, these two men who were kind of overseers over the group of 42,000 that went back in the first return to Jerusalem from Babylon. And they were more in construction. But now as Ezra comes, he's a scribe, he's a priest, and he brings for the next three chapters or four chapters more instruction. So we have more instructions instead of construction. In this book, it's wonderful. But if you take note, because chapter 6 and 7 kind of come quick, but in between that, there's almost 60 years. The book of Esther, just for you chronologically, has been written in between these two chapters. And so all these things are going on around them. But just think about it. The folks that are back at Jerusalem in between these 60 years, day after day, are working on the temple. Day after day, they're doing the things of the temple, doing the offerings, worshiping, just being in that place, building their homes. But day after day, walking through life. We look at it so quick because you look at chapter 6, it ends, you start chapter 7, and you think, well, no time went by at all. But these people have been walking with the Lord for these 60 years without any.